156 stitches. But what was amazing how she come out of it so fast. Several, another case that I heard of right there, that in the same time we was in there, the gal from Canada came down there for an operation, heart operation just like hers. And the first thing she said when she came out from underneath her, she said to her brother, "No, Jack, I made it." She thought sure she wasn't going to make it.
Oh, yeah. That's something.
Come in. Come in. Well, how do we get along with school?
Let's see. I'd be interested in what you would call somebody that will never change their mind once they got it made up.
Well, my expression for that is pig-headed.
Any other that you might commonly use?
Well, you might, just depend on who you're talking to, I might call a guy bullheaded if he wasn't willing to change his mind on a good argument.
Now, somebody that's easily offended and just gets their feelings hurt all the time, what kind of person would you, what would you call it?
Well, I don't just exactly know how to express that. I would more or less refer him to him as rather touchy. That'd be my, of course I'm very careful about hurting people's feelings if I can.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one of the words that written down here anyway.
It is.
Yeah. Other words to give supposed to mean the same sort of thing in different areas are feisty and testy and touchous and fretful.
Yeah, I've heard those words mentioned. Older people have used them.
Actually, anything goes. These things are written down here for my benefit, so that it helps give me the meaning, and so that I can recognize some of these. Feisty, I'd never heard of in my life, and this is written down for my benefit, so that if you happen to say feisty, I'd know that you did have the idea that I meant to get across. You know. What would you say for angry? Somebody got off me.
Somebody was easily angry, I would just more or less call them hot-headed.
But the actual state of being angry, maybe you just use that word angry, would you say that? Or
well, yeah.
What else?
If I was referring to angry would be, or hot-headed would be my definition for anybody that was a little touchy.
Yeah. Well, I think this is kind of different from just being touchy. This is just this is being angry. And this is a temporary. I think this is kind of a temporary state. You know, if somebody just blows up, they're angry. Would you say mad?
Yeah.
Or head up?
A little hostile, maybe. That would be the same thing, wouldn't it?
Did you ever hear ashy or no, ugly?
Ugly, I've heard of being ugly. Well, you talk in terms of being ugly as an animal now. You